Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Wednesday morning, unlike other Wednesday mornings, because we are on K-Rock and also streaming live on the YouTube. People checking in from across Southern California and actually internationally as well. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm in Long Beach, California. Thanks, you guys. Love you.
Love you, and thanks for checking out the stream. It's there until it's not, so enjoy it while you can. A limited release. Whitney Cummings is one of the funniest people on planet Earth, and I knew this long before the rest of everyone else because we went to the same high school together, and that is my biggest claim to fame, and I use
it. And I'm sorry, were you in the same year?
No, she was younger than I was. She's very young. A lot of people don't know this. Whitney Cummings is still 22.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing. She's going to be in Anaheim this weekend at the City National Grove. Tickets at WhitneyCummings.com. And if you've never seen Whitney live, listen, you've all seen the specials. You've seen a bunch of stuff she's done on TV, the roast, et cetera.
She's one of those multi-hyphenated people who's just really good at a lot of different things.
Gotta see her live. And I thought
it's not true for you.
Hey, Whitney, I know. Thank you. That's where we obviously took different things from high school because she figured it all out and I did not. Whitney, hello. Welcome back to K-Rock. How are you?
Dude, I know we're old, Kevin, because you just said the YouTube.
Thank you. Thank you.
You said it's on the YouTube. Like, yeah. You're smoking the pot.
Yep. Yep.
At least you didn't say the YouTubes.
Yep. I did that earlier today. I caught myself this time. By the end of the show, I'll get it right.
I just had a kid, so I'm ready to get my YouTubes tied.
Yeah, you got to. I was so funny because your son is almost one, and in a moment we're going to tell you some of our biggest parenting fails, and you can determine which one of us is a more unfit parent. But in the 1 year you've kept your kid alive, which I feel like is a real honor, it means a lot more than
keeping your kid alive for a year is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I don't want to mush it, but like, you know, Trader Joe's orchids, you barely get 3 weeks. But have there been close calls where you're like, man, I almost blew this one?
I got, you know, look, our very loose immigration policy has made it so I have quite a lot of help raising my child. So I know what I'm not good at. Here's the thing about me. I'm not going to be one of those moms who's like, I'm going to do this myself. I'm doing gentle parenting and I'm sleeping in the bed with my kid. No, I see my kid like an hour a day.
Smart.
He seems great. No, he's awesome. I just watch him when he's doing things. Yeah, it's just kind of that simple.
Yeah.
And I also don't overstress out. I think that when you worry so much about danger, you end up like creating stress that makes us there's photos of me in drawers sleeping. Like, I grew up white trash. I know you and I went to a fancy school. So my mom was a gold digger and she got me into this really fancy school for a while, which is how I met Kevin. But like, the thing with kids is like, teenagers do it. Crackheads do it. Like, it's not that hard. Just keep it simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you going to do one of those like big over the top first birthday parties? Because I know my kid is almost three now, but I remember when the first birthday was rolling around, it was like, all right, this is the biggest one. This is the first one. So you got to do it big. You got to get the smash cake. You got to get food trucks.
Who's it for?
It's for the parents and all the family to celebrate.
It's for the friends to make them feel like you've got it all figured out. It's not even for the kid. They don't remember any of it.
I can't, look, I live in the state of California. There's nothing to celebrate, okay? I'm not gonna, okay, gender reveal parties, half of them catch on fire. First, I'm not gonna push it, okay? We'll CGI it later. This which is ChatGPT is for. He will have an amazing birthday party. I'll show him the photos that are obviously faked when he's 18. But I don't think so.
That's
so
a great idea.
I did the same.
Photoshop a really awesome birthday, and then you didn't have to pay for anything.
I didn't take my kids to Taylor Swift, but I've shown them pictures of them at Taylor Swift, and they believe they've been there.
What?
Yeah, they're like, these seats were great. I'm like, I know.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, okay. We tell them Santa Claus. We tell them don't talk to strangers, but let this like hobo, this old dude with a long beard in the house at night once a year.
Right.
There's like a giant bunny that comes around the yard, but we're going to go like, This was your first birthday. You killed it, dude.
Yeah, and Halloween, you're getting candy from strangers. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But
100%. Which, by the way, remember back in the day, ours was, do you remember this, Kevin? I don't know where you trick-or-treated back where we're from, but there was a lot of, like, don't eat the apples. There's razor blades in them.
In the apples?
Yeah, that was the big story they would have. Yeah, that was a big one. And we lived, there was a divorce guy.
Who would be eating the apples anyway?
There was one divorce guy down the street that would give out cigarette butts and also apples.
Not even the full cigarette?
No, just butts. And his name was Gary Roush, and he was cool, but everyone said stay away from that guy's house.
Blow him up.
Yeah, I think he's probably dead by now, but yeah.
Whitney, do you remember if there was a most likely to succeed or funniest in your high school and who that person was? Because I would imagine you would have gotten most likely to succeed in your high school.
Nope. I got worst driver. And I was not appreciated by our high school at all. They didn't get it. They did not get it, okay? You know, by the way, Kevin, you know that Kate Siegel, so there's an actress named Kate Siegel. She's on Haunting of Hill House, all these big like horror movies. She came on my podcast. We kind of joked that we were like high school rivals. That she was the one. She was like the theater teacher that groomed both of us, creep, gave the exchange student AIDS.
Yeah.
No big deal.
In my school. Yep.
No big
also,
deal.
Yep.
Donald Trump heard about that and went, you know what? I'm sending my son there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think he went there for
really?
A year or two. I believe so, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm so unaware of what's been happening, but apparently it's a whole thing.
Yeah, you did go to a fancy school.
You should do a documentary. When I was there, though, they no one wanted to go there because it was a public school that had gotten shut down or something, and they reopened it as a private school, and I got thrown out of public school, so I had no choice, and it was the only private school that would, quote, take me.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, the whole thing. But, yeah, Whitney's, everything she's saying is true.
Okay, the theater teacher gave the foreign Asian exchange student AIDS. Donald Trump was like, I like the way they handle it.
Those are my people.
That's a good school. All right. By the way, Whitney, this weekend, if you didn't buy tickets yet, get them while you can. Anaheim, City National Grove, WhitneyCummings.com/tour, WhitneyCummings.com, the website. We wanted to ask you, because since you're a legitimate mom now, you're allowed to judge us. We're going to tell you real stories of things that we have both done, big parenting fails. You just determine of these two scenarios, which one of us is a more unfit parent, okay?
Ooh, okay.
All right, here we go. One of these people, it's either Allie or myself, left the ER even though the kid was sick and had a fever because they didn't feel like waiting. And one of these people was too hungover one morning to make breakfast, so the kids had spoonfuls of pancake batter and cups of water to make, quote, stomach pancakes.
Okay, the first one, the fact that you even took your kid to the hospital when they had a fever, what are you doing? That's right. They're fine. Just put them in a bath. They're fine. Like, taking a kid to the hospital and giving him more weird diseases by putting him in the waiting room at the ER, you're just going to get him sicker. Also, congratulations on being a billionaire and having health insurance.
Yeah, Allie.
The second one, the drunk person, the number one thing my night nurse told me was, drink. It's going to calm you down, and it's better for the kid for you not to be all stressed out.
Right.
Wow, I didn't realize this would make me feel like a bad parent for bringing my kid to the ER.
And that client is
like a shining example.
Here's what I'm thinking. The second one is clearly Kevin.
Yeah.
He's got alcoholism. He's going to die by drinking himself to death, and that will improve the kid's life.
That's right. So it's a long play.
Wow.
It's a slow play. Alcohol poisoning will kill me. All right, here's one more. Whitney now has a son who's almost one. She's able to judge us. Here we go. This person let the kid vacuum the car at the car wash. Their fingers got stuck in the vacuum, and now they've been terrified of vacuum cleaners, all vacuum cleaners ever since. and the other person accidentally put on YouPorn instead of YouTube for the kids one time.
I think it's, look, sex education is complicated. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for a kid to see how he was, or she or they, I don't see a gender, was in California, I have to say that, to see how he's made. I mean, how old was the kid when they saw the YouPorn?
Could have been either of us, but let's just say three.
It's also, by the way, the only job left at this point, so it's right. good to see, you know, what career they're probably going to have, so... Yep. The vacuum thing, cleaning a car, bad. Kids need germs.
Oh,
it builds
Allie.
Up their immune system. This is why you have to get your kids sick all the time, because you're vacuuming your car.
There you go, Allie. You lost both rounds here, which means you're a more unfit parent, and I'll be dead
Stop
soon.
Trying to be a good, don't, that's the thing with parenting. The harder you try, the worse it gets.
I know, you're right. And I've had so many strikeouts lately, and I think it's because I'm trying.
Don't try so hard. You got to play hard to get
with
your kid. Play hard to get with your own kid.
What I mean? Don't try too hard. Our life expectancy is going down because our kids aren't around germs. They're in the ER all the time. It's just like, you got to let them sweat you a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I got to show them more YouPorn. Or as Klein would say, the YouPorn.
The YouPorn. You got to watch the YouPorn, kids.
Hey, YouPorn is not... YouTube is way worse than YouPorn.
I agree. A bunch of Russian kids playing with dolls.
Instead of... Two lovers loving?
That's right. Well, not my videos, but there's more than two. Hey, but Whitney, let me ask, because I know you're going to be in Anaheim this weekend, but you've been doing your shows on the road, and you've been roasting all the cities you go to. Have there been any cities that have not taken to you roasting them? I think some cities have a lot of pride, and they don't like when an out-of-towner makes fun of them.
Okay, so, yeah, I always, because I've gone to these cities 7-8 times at this point, because we're old, and they know I'm doing it from a place of love. Oxnard. I roasted Oxnard. It was kind of, it wasn't done well. It wasn't like, you and I, how we actually write jokes, whatever. I was joking around about Oxnard just in one little video. Another comic that has always been weird with me, Heather McDonald, put it on her feed. It was like, why is Whitney attacking Oxnard, this community that's struggling, this whole thing?
Whoa.
We had to cancel the shows.
What?
I have to sit down with the mayor. The gang started showing up at the Oxnard Improv. They had to cancel. It's bad.
Wow.
It's bad.
I didn't know there was so much Oxnard pride.
Well,
Oxnard, well, here's the thing. Oxnard's awesome. Okay, Kevin knows when you're a roast joke person, you just do that. You know, Oxnard's gorgeous. I know people that are buying land in Oxnard. I don't like Santa Barbara. I think it's, I'm trying not to curse. I didn't grow up with money. We went to a fancy school, but I'm like hillbilly, like grew up without money. If I'm going to go somewhere that's fancy, it better be Mar-a-Lago, gold toilets.
Right.
Right.
Santa Barbara's like humble, old money, like Epstein, like we're going to kind of not show off. I like gaudy. So to me, I'm like, I'm not paying $400 for a hotel room in Santa Barbara. It doesn't even have waves in the ocean. They don't even have their simulation over there. It's like old hotels. It's like old Volvos. You know how really rich people drive like old Volvos?
Yeah.
And I don't know what...
Hear them coming from like...
But it's like their anti-rich flex.
Right,
it's like, I'm rich, but I want to like be slumming it at the beach.
Right.
If I have that kind of money, I am in a neon orange Cybertruck. Like, I am... You know what I mean?
Flexing
tacky.
It.
Yeah, totally. So I'm not a Santa Barbara person, but then I go to Oxnard and I'm like, I could get a house here. This is gorgeous. It's on the beach. The people are cool. This is gorgeous. I just kind of think it's an extension of Santa Barbara. The pandemic happens. Obviously, cities, you know, change. And then I'm selling tickets to Oxnard. I go every year to work on my new hour. My truly one of my favorite clubs. San Jose is great, too. San Diego American Comedy Co. is great down south as well. But one of my favorite clubs. And so it's like midnight. They're like, oh, can you do a quick shout-out for Oxnard? Tickets went on sale that morning. So I'm like, hey, I can't even say what I said. But hey, Oxnard, like, why isn't this sold out? The other version of, like, you crap hole. Like, I'm coming to your city. Like, you, like, just being an idiot. And I got a text from Tim Dillon saying that Oxnard shout out was so funny. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh,
if comedians think this is funny,
it's not
going to
go well.
This is something. A bunch of comics started texting me like, that's hilarious. Like, I did a video about how Tim Walz went to China 30 times. And Joe Rogan was like, that video was hilarious. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a problem.
Bad, bad.
Well, Whitney single-handedly changed the election. So thank Whitney Cummings. And you can see her at Anaheim before she gets canceled from another city. So this weekend.
No politics at the show. Don't panic. Yeah. Jason Ellis is with me. You guys know Skate Legend.
Of course.
I just added Fahim Anwar to the show, who's a genius, and we always do a dance party meet and greet.
Nice.
Awesome. So go see Whitney, and Whitney, always fun to have you on K-Rock, and congrats on
everything. Are you going to come?
When is it? Saturday? Let me look at the thing. Saturday the 9th.
And I, by the way, I'm also looking at houses down there, too. I got to get out of L.A. I can't. I'm too embarrassed that I wasn't invited to a Diddy party. I can't even show my face.
I know.
High school's worst driver is about to come to Oxnard.
All right, get ready. Get ready for the parking lot. It's going to be a real mess there when Whitney arrives. All right, we'll talk, Whitney. I'll text you after the show. Good talking to you.
Dude, thanks. Right. It's so good to talk to you, dude.
Right. Be good. The great Whitney Cummings. We'll be right back. Quick break. K-Rock.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.